This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
22 minutes past 7 o'clock, and today we delve into a pressing issue with the music industry that highlights the ongoing struggle for fair compensation for artists. And SAMPRA, the South African Music Performance Rights Association, is taking a bold step by initiating legal action against a restaurant group that is Life and Brand Portfolio. And this is for unpaid royalties related to the use of music in the establishments. To understand the gravity of the situation and the broader implications, we have the privilege of speaking to Diani Maluleke, who's the Chief Marketing Officer at SAMPRA. Diani, a pleasure to have you on the program this evening.
Thank you, Ganta, for having us.
So to kick things off, can you enlighten us or our audience about the mission and role of SAMPRA? Maybe let's get that understanding first.
Okay. SAMPRA is what you call a collective management organization. We are a non-profit organization, and we administer a right called Middle Time Right, which is a right that we administer on behalf of recording artists as well as record companies. So we have in excess of 40,000 our members. So basically, every recording artist in South Africa is our member, and every record company in South Africa is our member. So those are the people that we represent. And how we go about doing our business is we collect what we call license fees from music users. And music users would be your Power FM, the broadcasters, as well as restaurants, clubs, pubs, basically anyone who uses music in public or in their businesses is supposed to pay a license, so that we can then take those license fees and pay them to the artist as middle time rights royalties.
So the recent announcement regarding this legal action against Life and Brand Portfolio has really stirred considerable attention, if you will, Diani. Can you provide for us some insight into the licenses that at the center of this dispute and how they tie into the essential work of SAMPRA?
Okay. So at the center of this dispute is that we have a group called Life and Brand Portfolio. And Life and Brand Portfolio owns restaurants such as La Parada, Tiger's Milk, Harbour House, Grand Africa, Lucky Fish and Chips, Life Bait, The Look, Old Town Italy. So it's a significant size of restaurants. And what's happening is that at these restaurants, music is being played. That music belongs to composers, to artists, to record companies, to publishers. But La Parada, Life and Brand Portfolio is refusing outright to pay for the use of that music. So basically, they're using that music illegally. All the music that is being played in those restaurants, it means the artists will not benefit from the use. So it is piracy at the highest level.
But it then also begs the question as to what's the magnitude of this debt?
They owe South African artists in excess of 2 million rand. So it's a significant amount that they owe to artists. And, I mean, the more they use the music, the more their debt increases. So the last time when we did the numbers, it was in excess of 2 million rand.
2 million rand. I mean, to some it may not sound like a big figure, but for artists, I'm sure they'd want a piece of that money, because it is really paying them for work that they've done through their artistry as well. But
exactly, Santa. I mean, whether the work that I have done brings home 2,000 rand, 100 rand, 50 rand, 500,000 rand, it is money that is due to me. So, like, I mean, if I were an artist, I would obviously want that money. And these are people that have families to look after. They've got school fees to pay. They've got bills to pay. And no one is going to say, you are excused from paying your debt because your money is with La Parada, your money is with Tiger's Milk. You know, so these are people with real responsibilities.
So let's move to the legal proceedings. What specific demands does your lawsuit entail? And additionally, is there a projected timeline for resolving this matter?
So at the moment, we haven't filed a lawsuit. We've just opened a case against the group.
I see.
Because obviously they're using music illegally. But we are keeping our options open because, I mean, we never wanted to even open this case. We wanted to have a conversation, negotiate the licensees with Life and Brand Portfolio. But, I mean, they've been adamant. So we've opened a case against the group as well as against the directors of the group. And, I mean, we are still open to negotiations. So if they want to talk to us, we'd much appreciate that than going all the way with litigation. Because, I mean, that costs a lot of money. And we would rather pay the money to artists instead of having a long-winded litigation with them.
Diani, before I let you go, I want to discuss this concept of needle time rights. It is a term that might be unfamiliar to some of our audience, but it does play a crucial role in supporting composers and musicians. Can you elaborate on what needle time entails and how it might benefit the creative community as well?
Okay. So in South Africa, it's called needle time rights, but in the rest of the world, we are just using the term colloquially. But the official name for the right that we administer is actually called neighboring right, because it's a neighbor of performing right. Performing right, people would know, it's a right that is administered by another CMO called FAMRO.
Yeah.
And we also have another right that is administered by another CMO called CAPASO, which is mechanical right. So the needle time right is the right to use music publicly, but that music belongs to recording artists and record companies, whereas the other right that is administered by FAMRO is the right that is administered on behalf of composers and publishers. I mean, they are very similar.
Yeah.
And you'll find that in most cases, a composer is also a recording artist. I mean, most people in South Africa will write their own songs and they will also perform those songs. So those are the people that are being disenfranchised by Life and Brand. The impact is huge, and it does have ripple effects. We also have the Sampler Development Fund. I'd like to talk very briefly about the Sampler Development Fund.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
The Sampler Development Fund is the CSI arm of Sampra, and we're able to do the work of the Sampler Development Fund because music users pay their license. The Sampler Development Fund offers funding to a number of people. If you want to do, for example, you want to do an album or a single or an EP, you can apply to the fund for funding to do that. If you want to do a live event, whether you're a Sampra member or you're a promoter or you are Power FM, for example, if you want to do a live event, you can apply for funding. We'll give you funding and you can do a live event. There are a number of products that we have, and right now we have an open window where people can go to our portal, which is www.samprafund.co.za, and they can go there and they can apply for the products that they want. We have a number of products, travel and touring as well. We have that. But we're able to do this because music users pay their licenses. So we are then able to take some of that money and channel it through the Sampler Development Fund and help and grow the artists as well as the industry as a whole. So it is very important. And I cannot emphasize this enough, that what Life and Brand is doing is taking food out of the mouth of the artist.
I couldn't have put it better. As we conclude our discussion with Diani Maluleke from Sampra, it becomes quite evident that the fight for fair compensation within the music industry is far from over.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.